All right, we're on Twitch. We're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't do the whole countdown bit?
No. Well, no, not anymore.
No.
The new moderator has different priorities. We need to have him focused on his new, responsibilities.
Yeah, I'm also like on call for work on my team. So if something were to happen at work, there was going to be a pager sound that goes off.
Is there an act? Do you have a legitimate?
No, it's an app.
Okay.
So if someone,
I'd kill to have somebody walk around with like a Motorola 320. Like
you can't. You can get one. You can order one, but it makes
no sense.
Yeah,
but you have to be a doctor.
I know. Yeah, it makes no sense. It doesn't make financial sense.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, from what I remember, like when I first started at this company, yes, and that was like 5 years ago.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Like the old school.
There's no reason, right?
Well, I mean, if you're in an area where you can't take your phone. That would kind of make sense. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have your phone in, like, a secure area, so you need a pager. That kind of makes sense. Be like, hey, go to your...
A watch? Can't you get buzz when you watch? And then...
No. I don't think so. It's weird.
I don't know. With all the technology these days...
They still make them.
They can't do anything better than a pager.
I mean, I don't know.
Can you beep... You think beeping is a functionality that Apple really needs to look into?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird. It seems like it's such like ancient technology, but it's still in use today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you would think there's something like, I don't know. Like
I mean, I didn't see the model. I'm just pretty sure it's probably updated. It doesn't look like what we had growing up. Hopefully. Yeah.
Have you seen they did Nokia try to make a comeback at some point, and they made one of their phones, but
it's the brick.
Yeah,
it was like the 6000 or something.
Something like that. It was like one of the
the 25th anniversary or something.
It was like a close design to like the 3300 or something like that. But then it was like all screen, but in that form factor. Yeah.
And the 3310.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
And you could actually run stupid little dumb apps and stuff. And I was like, huh.
Could you play the Snake game?
I think Snake was still on there.
Featured prominently.
Yeah, but aside from that, it's like, ooh, it's tempting, but you know you'll be bored with it after like a couple hours using it. And you're like, okay, give me back my real phone now.
Yeah.
Battery that lasts 18 days in a row.
It does look pretty cool though. Like
I mean
they stayed true to that original look.
That form factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Might need to update the chargers a little bit, but by and large.
How many chargers do we need?
A hit in and of itself. Well,
they have real numbers.
The keypad. Right?
Oh, look at that. It's a touchscreen with real numbers. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay.
Look at this guy. Look at that guy.
Look at that.
You wouldn't, come on, the tech guy who's dressed like a goddamn daffodil wouldn't walk around with that fucking thing?
Just to be different? You can have like your off days when you're off of your main phone.
Yeah.
Do you think he can detox?
No.
Is he going in a skiff like Kunja is suggesting? No.
No.
It's 3G, man. I don't think you could do it.
That's pretty cool.
It's unlocked.
You can definitely take a Nokia 3310 into a skiff, Kunja. I'm pretty sure that fucking thing isn't talking or communicating with anybody of import. We need to put that on the fucking board. That's what you need to do. Look forward to that. Well, shit, we got a whole host of things we need to get to this fine evening. It's a two for Tuesday. What day is this? I have no idea what day of the week it is.
Sure.
But we have much to get to, but we're gonna chop it up a little and spread the wealth for the next couple of weeks, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it doesn't mean that you should stop listening to this.
You should have to tell people.
That. Oh, sorry, sorry. We're gonna play charades. We can do that. Okay. We have snacks. We have wine and much more. So let's start the show good and proper, shall we?
I'll try.
No.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Trying to find it.
Yay.
1, 2, 3, make it.
Listening to the Bad Slant Podcast. Here are your hosts, Asian John, Just Jack, and the Iceman.
I'm pressing too many buttons, but That just means the microphones work. Hey, it's another edition of the Bad Slant Podcast here for your listening and viewing pleasure if you're watching live on Twitch and YouTube. I am the aforementioned Asian John at AJ on the web. The man clad in all mustard is the Iceman. He's slowly soaking himself in red wine. How are you, sir?
Great. Until I was called a mustard man.
Oh, sorry. Well, we mustard's on my mind because we have some eating to do. So, I apologize. But I thought you'd be done with wine after our weekend.
I like wine. I still drink wine.
Wine Wednesdays.
I like where you're going. Dave. You could make that a thing. I think we... I wouldn't say it's a young man's game, but it's so much more like bad for you because you wake up all fucked up and no.
Yeah, you kind of build a tolerance to it. So I think certain wines, there's a bit more sugar in there. So when you're having several glasses of those, you're gonna wake up with a little throbbing, not down.
No. I got it.
Yes,
I got it.
But if you drink the good clean stuff, it gives you good sleep and it's what they say, a glass a day keeps I don't know, healthy.
You're gonna have to work on that.
Keeps you healthy,
something like that.
They got to work on that tagline, but I think the concept is sound on the surface. But well, enjoy. What did they say about bottle a day? Would that change the math at all?
Probably, but it's all good.
Ill-advised. But, you're chugging along, so we're all good. Also joined by you're clad in ketchup. Ketchup and mustard. I just came up with that. That is amazing. It is the man, the myth, the ketchup man himself. It's JJ. What's up?
Hello.
Enjoying the good and proper Coke that was procured for you?
Yeah, this is Coke proper. It's good.
Any difference between a Burger King Coke and a McDonald's Coke?
The Burger King Coke isn't as good.
Okay.
It's because
is it sweeter?
The Burger King one?
Yeah.
No. The McDonald's one is. I've had it this week too, so yeah, I know.
He's over-caffeinated and ready to roll.
Yeah.
So what, is it more carbonated or what is
I think the McDonald's one is more carbonated. It's like
it's flat. Burger King is flat.
A little flat. Yeah, it's fine.
Those are the worst. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. You need like a really carbonated Coke. Like otherwise, it's a waste of a Coke. Waste of sugar, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're drinking maple syrup. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, but I like the sparklies.
That's why you have a very particular take on the McDonald's Coke because you've actually narrowed it down to one location. But I think by and large, the McDonald's Coke is superior.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, Burger King 0-for-1 tonight on Jack's Coke, but we have more from Burger King. So
thank you for the Coke too.
No problem.
Hopefully, we can enhance the flavor of that Coke with some snacks from the good folks at Burger King. But before we dive in on that, on our ice cold sandwiches, got to say thanks everybody for checking out the show. Whether you're listening on the podcast, we're powered by Anchor. So if you're listening on Spotify, you get extra double secret bonus points. But wherever you listen to the show, we appreciate you all the same. But again, we stream every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour. Most Wednesdays, because that's not going to be true in about a week. But you can usually catch us online every Wednesday. Enjoy the show wherever you can, and we will appreciate you all the same. Lots to get to this fine evening, but before we get to the snacks and things, I got to say big ups to our friends at Nike, the leader in men's and women's athletic apparel and shoes. They operate globally with an aim to inspire athletes through their products, and their mission is to drive athletes to do everything possible to expand human potential. How do they do that, you may be asking yourselves? By creating groundbreaking sport innovations, by making products more sustainably, by building a creative and diverse global team, by making a positive impact in the communities where we live and work. Go to badslant.com/support and click on the Nike banner to shop the best sportswear in the game while supporting the show. Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. Don't ever go to the Burger King in West Virginia. I don't even know if I want to dip my toe in the waters of that conversation, but we'll circle back to that because I want to actually get through what Burger King we have in front of us here before we ruin the entire experience.
It's completely cold.
So what did the Iceman bring to us on this fine evening? Because last week it was Korean beers.
you just are able to sneak away and then procure these things.
He's the new not the sleuth, but I mean. Like he's our guy.
It's
like
the plug.
Plug. He's the plug. That's what I was trying to find. So what are you the plug for on this very week?
So I believe it was the beer tender actually tipped us off in one of our in the group chats.
The group chats.
I think when he heard us do the Shake Shack hot one sandwich, I think he tipped us off that Burger King also at the same time dropped their limited time offering of a ghost pepper Whopper. It sounds pretty intimidating. Anytime you hear ghost pepper, you always like, ah, crap, man. That's gonna be painful. But and again, we've seen this a lot. It's all marketing lingo. Yes. They slap it on every bag of chip now. Everything's ghost pepper this, ghost pepper that. But it's all crap. So I'm curious because I have to give it a Shake Shack, man. They with the hot ones, their sandwich is actually they pack in some heat with the when you get that extra packet.
It was very hot.
I'm curious if because it's kind of funny the timing is so close to the Shake Shack sandwich. So I'm curious if they're trying to one up Shake Shack with this ghost pepper sandwich.
Of course.
Do you think it got through marketing fast enough? Like they saw the hot ones thing pop and they just immediately jumped on it.
That's what they do. That's what Burger King does. I think they have no shame. I think when there's another competitor running a promo, they'll just come straight out and just like we do it too.
Yeah.
Like during the whole chicken sandwich fad, I think they hopped in on that game. So here they are. Putting their toes into the spicy burger competition here.
I should have held up the sandwich before I started cutting into it, but I'll give the good angle.
But while John's cutting that, like, are you? I have a feeling I know the answer, but are you traditionally a Whopper guy? Like, do you like Whoppers at all?
I do like Whoppers.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Why? What did you think?
I know.
Really?
No. Not at all.
Growing up, we ate a lot of Burger King.
Oh, did we?
Well, before we moved to the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
You moved on up.
But I will say, the Burger King Whoppers or sandwiches are always cold. For whatever reason, they come... if you eat it right from the drive-thru, it gets to you and it's cold. I don't understand. I literally don't understand.
I'll give it to them. The location I got it from, which is the one down the street from the studio here, it's actually they made it fresh. Good. They made everything fresh today. I actually had to wait quite some time for them to make this. So I can vouch for them. The fries came out nice, hot, crispy. The sandwiches were hot in the bag. So it was fresh at one point. Maybe at this point it was a little over an hour ago. So. We're having an hour old
ghost pepper
sandwich.
We got to stick to the
that's
bit.
That's the bit. That is the bit. It happens all the time.
Oh, dear Lord, that's a lot.
So I showed the folks on camera, the sandwich is constructed with a spicy queso, bacon, jalapenos, and ghost pepper cheese on a seasonally appropriate orange and black sesame bun. I guess they had this planned for Halloween.
I think so.
Maybe
yeah.
just incidentally.
It's very orange.
It is. It's orange. Disturbingly orange, I have to say. And also, when I cut into it, I was a little freaked out because once you got through the center of it and I split it open, that sounds weird. the something came like just dry and it was just kind of crusting and falling out from
what
the middle.
What is that?
It's actually, it's the fried jalapenos.
What that is.
So they're crunchy fried, like almost like French onions, fried onions. Okay. But they kind of spilled out of the middle, so it kind of looked like guts or like maybe overcooked burger meat. So it was a little disturbing.
Okay,
but
I got you.
You know, now that I know what it is, I'm not so freaked out. But it is not. It was not very visually appealing. Are we gonna score the points at all, just like on the surface before we dig in and ruin our evenings?
I guess we should. We scored the Shake Shack sandwich, right?
I thought so. I don't remember. I remember a lot of us were trailing off in our conversation.
Well, let's do this. Let's start this. If we feel like it's just not even close to the Shake Shack, we could just let it go.
Okay.
We don't even need to score it. But if it's kind of, you know, in the same realm, kind of actually holding its own, then we'll give it a proper score.
I'm going to give it a 3 on looks alone.
It looks cool because it's a ghost.
Yeah. It's just I don't know if it screams like I want to eat this.
Well, you know what? It's probably themed in time for Halloween because I think you can only get it this month. Okay. Yeah, after that, it's gone. That so
maybe you don't want it after this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're calling their shot. Yeah. But feel free to dig in. I'm going to clear the deck a little bit, but I'm interested to hear the feedback from the Thai guy who don't like hot. Let's see. Kunja saying Trader Joe's has crispy jalapeno toppings. I've gotten it from a variety of places. The crunchy fried jalapeno, like the onion straws. Like it's a great addition. In fact, I would almost put it above the fried onion straws just because you bring heat. Mm. And that's an element that we can all agree on makes stuff way better.
It's spicy.
You don't say. Well, here's the thing. Looking at the description, I don't see very much in the way of spice. Like yes, the jalapenos, but when you fry them down, they're not technically like very spicy at that point. You know, spicy queso, how much spicier could that be than their regular cheese?
Yeah, I get. Excuse me. Oh, hold on.
Use your words, man.
Give me a second.
Okay. That's why he panicked.
Okay. Now I can properly talk about this. Oh, I'll give it to it. There's some heat there. I wouldn't say it's ghost pepper hot, but there's some hint of spice in there. I don't know if it's from a sauce that's in there. I don't know if it's from these little crunchy jalapenos, but there's some spice. So I'd say it's okay. What I would say, this isn't close to the Shake Shack because, at least with the Shake Shack sandwich, it retained the moisture, the freshness of a burger. It felt like you weren't... This feels really dry.
Yes. Everything. Have about you ever had a Whopper before?
It's not that this dry, right?
I feel like it has a very sawdusty kind of consistency, like the patty's dry because maybe it's the flame broiling that undergoes, yeah. The patty undergoes. The iceberg lettuce is usually very dry. All the other elements, like even the sauce, is probably the only thing that kind of gives it moisture. That's really gross that Badger Kicker would take it there. But yeah, I think by like the individual components are usually very dry, so it's kind of in keeping with the brand, at least from my experience with Burger King.
Yeah, because at least like, you know, I hate to keep going back to Shake Shack, but Shake Shack, like the buns are really soft. It's not as like thick and dry. The patties were a little moist. The sauce was, it actually, you can taste like the sauce. I feel like this soaked up everything. So now you're just eating a lot of dry ingredients. Maybe like right after you got it out of drive-thru, you went straight to a parking space and just started eating this. Maybe you will get a different experience than what we're having right now. But I would say everything that's in here tastes like it's soaked up any little bit of sauce or moisture or anything. So it's just, everything is just like, you know?
Do that again.
It's just, you know.
Gonna try to cut that.
It's not working for me, but on heat alone, it's decent. I'm not gonna say it's the hottest. It's not. It's definitely not ghost pepper, but it's there's some heat. They're not under delivering. It's like if, but it's definitely not ghost pepper.
Yeah, it's not ghost pepper. It's I think I get it from the cheese, and then a little bit from the jalapeno, but the spice level. But I'm not getting. I guess there's a sauce. I don't even know.
Yeah, is there a sauce?
I don't know.
Where is the spice coming from?
I think it's coagulated, the sauce.
Yeah, I think the sauce has changed forms.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not. There was a little heat. Like it is. If we're looking at, remember how the Shake Shack was like really it was really steep, the spice, and then it went down, like it crescendoed really hard. This is like on the lower scale of that. It's like a little bit, and then we're good, and then that's it. I mean, the flavors are It's a Whopper. I mean, it's cold. It probably was good. Would have been cold as right after if you got it right from the drive-thru. It doesn't. It pales in comparison to the Shake Shack.
That's very a great many burgers pale in comparison to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
This more so compared to the
definitely. I mean, if you compare
the one that we just had.
Yeah, yep. That was good. Yeah, that was good.
Wow, no rating so far.
Yeah,
I don't hate this.
What?
that feels
what?
Like that feels like a very bold take with a Burger King sandwich. I'm like everything that we try on the show. I'm very intrigued to. I just wonder like what would this thing have tasted like an hour ago. But you know, by and large, for something that sat in that bag and I watched it sit there and lose 5 degrees every second that went by, it's not awful. And I think the part that I usually find distasteful about Whoppers is like the dry components and then the goop that they slather on there to try to balance things out. And it's still a messy, disgusting endeavor.
And
yes.
Ketchup.
I imagine he would have wanted a little mayonnaise.
I think so.
Yeah. Also, you have another sandwich in there that's probably slathered in mayonnaise.
Is that a Whopper?
No. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
Who are you talking to?
You know what I like there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I like.
Yeah,
sounds terrible.
This is the grossest show we've ever done. But I think as far as flavors go, like, it's a whisper of ghost pepper. Like, but I've obviously had hotter stuff, like, even today. I don't know why I had no idea what came to me, what came over me today. I decided to like have some chicken and dip it in the last dab.
What's wrong with you?
Just
are you
for
Billy?
I mean, he can inspire you to do some weird stuff, that Billy. But yeah, I was craving something spicy and I just kind of went for it. And this obviously doesn't even come close to that. But at the very least, I understand that they might have had some very, very watered-down ghost pepper extract they threw in there into their queso, which has now become a brick in our sandwiches. But I understand where they were coming from. So, I mean, it didn't bring the level of heat that the Shake Shack burger brought, but it's probably more than a lot of people can handle.
Yeah.
You were definitely choking for about a half a second.
Initially. That's why I say I'll give it to them. There's some heat.
They're trying.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the throat's closing up a little, just a skosh,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think you guys nailed it for me. Like, I think I was looking for that slab of mayo and ketchup because I think when you know, like when you think of like a Whopper, like a traditional Whopper, you know, it has the flame broiled taste, which I didn't get that. I don't get that here
at all. You would have thought like a ghost pepper. Like,
yeah.
Burger, you would have had like a flame grilled taste.
Yeah,
nothing
would have accentuated it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's then quickly followed by you know the taste of the ketchup mayo mixture with a bite of an onion. Like that's
it's always a lot of fucking onion.
A lot of onion.
A lot of vegetables that don't have flavor, like iceberg lettuce and onion.
I think iceberg lettuce and burger is for the birds. I don't get it anymore.
It is so trifling.
Yeah. Because it makes the burger like it ruins the burger. I think it's for the birds.
I think structurally it ruins the integrity of a burger.
It does
every
because
time.
But it holds. I mean, it doesn't wilt. Or
this
anything.
Is a man who does not eat enough burgers in his
no,
life.
But I mean. You have to dry it. I mean, like it has to be completely dry.
Yeah.
And then, you go to like a Five Guys, right? They're not drying this goddamn lettuce.
Oh no, stuff, that
they,
thing's
yeah. It's they stuff it in there and it completely ruins a burger.
But ruined. Yeah,
it's for the birds, man.
So this is where I'm slightly disappointed because I actually really like Whoppers. So I was hoping it's just a Whopper, like they advertise, with some like ghost pepper, like sauces drenched all over the top, mixed into the mayo and the ketchup, and that's what the sandwich was going to be. So I was a little caught off guard with this, the bun and it's just the whole presentation. It's a different flavor. I wouldn't call it a Whopper. They probably did it just to sell it as like a Burger King staple, but
they told you.
Yeah, this ain't a Whopper.
They got
man.
You.
It he get, he got.
Yeah, got, you got got.
I did get got.
I'm giving it a 3.
Are you scoring it?
It's as good, if not better, than a regular Whopper. I'll leave it at that. Because the Whopper stinks.
I would rate this under a Whopper, but the only merit to it is that subtle kick that kind of brings it back to. It's still under a Whopper to me. Like I would take a regular Whopper over this any day. But if I can somehow get the heat and drop it into like a normal Whopper flavor, I actually would enjoy that. Mm. It's just this ain't it. It's too dry. It's too dry.
I don't think we didn't like their spicy chicken sandwich either, did we?
No, I think it was panned.
Yeah.
Roundly panned.
It didn't make it past the first round, I don't think.
No, Kunja's onto something. Visually, you could tell like that there was a lot of bun.
It was.
And it suffers because it sat longer, so that bun only like got stiffer and drier. This is an unusually sexual portion of the show that I was not prepared to be going through. But it's that thing where you have the sandwich bun, and it sits long enough, and it gets a bit stale.
Yeah.
So I think that might have compounded the issue quite a bit. But thank you for thinking of us.
Yeah, it's great.
Giving it a look, letting us have a look-see.
They got rid of that sourdough burger. That's what I used to eat sometimes, too.
Like that yeasty bun?
Yeah.
Was that temporary, or was that actual menu item?
They had a menu item. Oh. It was there for a while.
Anyone want seconds?
No.
Oh,
thank you. I'm good.
Damn, should have read the room on that one. Well, it was what it was. But we can soldier on. That's another bit that needs to be addressed here. Anything that comes through that is roundly panned must leave the studio from whence it came. Like I can't tell you the mornings where I've taken like the awful Korean snacks that we've hated the night before, and then I have to stare at them.
Stare daggers.
I have to, you know, make the decision. Do I go against my base instincts and like throw it in the cabinet and let it live there forever, or do I chuck it in the trash? And then of course, if there's like something that's like I don't know what. Chicken sandwiches that we hated, like, and they start piling up in the trash, and they just, oh man,
just reeks throughout your entire.
Oh
house.
My god, like so, like, could we have some more Popeye's chicken sandwiches that were brutally just hacked Assembled. To death by the Fairfax location? Yeah. Like, and just let that live in my trash can for a few days. But that's it's neither here nor there.
Oh, dude, you know that. Speaking of snacks, those chips that Phil sent us, the salt eggs or something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I saw on TikTok that they make instant noodles. Like, you can get instant noodles by that company. So I don't know if it's like the seasoning that they put in.
It's a forward thinking company.
But I was like, oh dude, where do we? It was actually a pretty cool concept. It's a shop in Thailand that all they sell is instant noodles. And you just go in, there's like a whole store filled with these instant noodles, like a huge variety, a huge selection.
Why wasn't this in our topic sheet?
And then you just go grab one, and then you put it into one of their containers, and then they this machine put hot water in it, cooks it for you, and you just eat it there. And I saw one of the bowls was that chip. I was like, oh snap, they make nice. The instant ramen or yeah, whatever it is. But I thought you guys would enjoy it. We got to track it down.
I don't want to buy the ramen. I want to buy stock in the company. Because I can't remember. Did you actually try one, or you just said it's not for me?
Tried one. I don't know which one I tried, but I tried one.
Okay. Was it the spicy one? Did you
maybe
remember Heat?
It's a collaboration with Nissan.
Oh, is that what it is?
So it's in Singapore.
So they make Maximas and they make chips?
Not Nissan.
Oh, okay. Okay. I retract my previous statement.
You can get it in regular or spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Is that the same? That's the same flavors as the chip, right?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. There you go.
I'm curious.
Well, it's probably, So, you know, Nissan makes the ramen, right? The instant ramen. So, yeah.
I'm curious with the egg element, if there's a salted egg component in the instant
ramen.
It has
ramen. To be, right?
I hope so. It looks like it. Looks like the egg is there.
I like it. We need more. What
do they freeze dry it or something? Like how is it there?
I've seen, if I'm correct, or at least I've seen egg yolks freeze dried or even like preserved in salt.
Hmm.
That's from years of watching Top Chef. like you can actually freeze it or like preserve it in a way and then actually grate it and make it a flavoring.
Oh
yeah, salted egg noodle, man.
No, oh, man.
Yeah. Fast and easy.
Oh man,
12 reviews verified.
Dude, one of these episodes, perfect. We got to do one of just these Asian snacks and these Asian drinks. Did you see the one that we're exchanging some posts with the wifey of yours? It's like a there's an attachment that you put on to like soju.
Yes.
I believe she ordered it.
Yeah, right? She told me how much they cost, and I was like,
I don't even know how much they cost, but it's this on top. It's like a screw top bottom, and you screw it on top of a soju bottle, and then like at some point it just releases gadushas into your soju, and then
there's no hangover.
It's a hangover cure.
It's supposed to temper any hangovers.
So do you actually get drunk and still avoid the hangover?
I wonder.
I don't know. I don't know.
You ordered it, right?
It's coming soon.
He's got the credit card bill. He's like, this thing better come fucking tomorrow. Bet your ass.
That's true.
Man. Yeah. I'm gonna see if I can hunt it down in New York. They always have random stuff there. Yeah. So I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Sweet.
Let's get it in.
That was the conversation. I jumped into that conversation. I was like, what the hell happened? Because I was working, and then your wife texted me, and I was like, oh, that's cool. She's like, oh, I think I said, you need to teach me how to do that, or something like that. Because I was like, I don't know what this is. And then she was like, oh, I thought you were part of the conversation. And then I was looking around. I was like, I am. Apparently, I was roped into this thing. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I was like all late and shit.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Late to the party as always. That is so not in keeping with the Jack that we know.
I'm so late.
It's very bizarre. But hey, at least you're involved. I had no part in this conversation whatsoever.
That's
so
probably good.
That's for the better.
It's better for you.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I don't think I was the only one that rated the ghost pepper.
You
bit.
Did.
did we get a rating from the Iceman about the iPhone 14 Pro? This is a really weird segue. Did we get a good and proper? We got like the too early review of your iPhone 14.
Well, he liked it. He liked it.
I like it. Yeah. I'm in the camp that I actually really love my phone.
I love my phone.
But
I can never switch.
I can never switch to Samsung.
But that's me coming from a 12 regular. Keep that in mind. I'm coming from the small boy 12 with two old cameras and so going from that to this.
I feel like I'm being attacked right now.
Yeah. It's light years, man. So I'm in the camp that I love this phone. I know there's a lot of people who jokes that this is a really crappy upgrade year and this
detractors.
This phone isn't great, but it's like if you got last year's phone, it has a lot of the features that are in this one. I didn't have it; they had it, so I get it.
I had it,
but I think again, I think the biggest. At the moment, the biggest gain for this year is the cameras. This camera is insane.
Unstoppable. I guess you've used your camera.
Oh, I've used this thing inside and out, man. I took stills. I took portraits. I took videos.
I'm not even going to bother.
Action shots. I've done a lot of stuff with it. I've really pushed these cameras to the test, to the limits. I did the Pro Raw thing, too.
We are in a weird fucking space. I need you guys to understand.
Pro Raw, yeah. I guess. You get all, like, the all, little nuances.
All the pixels.
All the pixels, yeah. Man. It's some incredible stuff. Like, this camera is great.
Is this your segue, John, to say, hey, I've got a new phone?
Well, I was just going to say, I started the segment hoping to, like, you know, be able to contribute purple? To the conversation.
Is it purple?
What are we talking about? I was just going to say that, you know, I kind of identified with some of what Ice was saying, and then it got really weird with the Pro Raw stuff. But
he's not there yet. didn't you just get it for, like, a minute?
Are you talking about this yeah. guy right here? Your big purple
is
boy?
Is it purple?
It's purple, baby.
It's purple.
Did we not make a death pact to get the purple iPhone 14?
I don't think Ice got purple.
I didn't get purple.
Man, and he still doesn't have a case on it. Boy, look at that. He's flying blind. Look at this guy.
Yours is purple.
It is purple as hell, baby.
It doesn't look purple from my angle.
It looks purple.
It's a grayish purple, but like you got to rotate it in the sun, and then you hope you don't drop it because it's so a nice. big expensive.
Are you gonna get a case? Or are you gonna?
I desperately need to get a case. Well, at least I thought I did, but we'll find out here very shortly. I got actually, so I was very much in Ice's boat in that I had the 12, the mini in my case, but I think we had the same specifications. I had the same goofy ass cameras, and it was generations behind at this point, but I still do you know how many cases I bought for that phone? Would you like to count? Three cases for that phone because I thought I was going to die with it. I upgraded my life. I got a new job, and this job entails taking photographs to a degree.
Oh,
so
look at
I was kind of boxed in. I kind of backed into a corner where I kind of needed to get a new phone because I mentioned the phone specifications to a colleague, and she was like, "Yeah, you just borrow my phone. Like, it's not gonna, what you have. It's not gonna cut
Damn.
It. I felt shamed. I was like, I felt attacked. But I decided to not rest on my laurels and went and got it. Now, you do know, I think we're all aware that, at least from the media, there's allegedly supply issues with the iPhone 14, at least the Pros and the Pro Maxes. They're still in high demand, so they're hard to come by.
Yeah, it's in such demand that I think they're pausing on production of like the non pros. Like they're just like we're good there. We're gonna put our energy into making more pros.
Did we know that the 14 Plus was going to be a thing?
Yeah, we did. I was surprised the amount of people that actually decided to go in the Plus route.
That seems like such a weird and like ill-conceived idea all the way around.
Why? I don't know.
Get an iPad.
Right. It's a lackluster. It's a mid-ass phone that's as big as hell.
Mids.
Yes. It's the Air Jordan 1 mids of iPhones.
I think my 6 or 7 was a Plus. I just wanted to see how it felt, and I was like, I don't like this, and I switched back to the standard size after that. Because it was just unwieldy. I was like, I can't.
It was too heavy.
It was, yeah.
You're saying this is too heavy.
No, the plus.
Oh, okay.
The plus, the max is, you know,
that seems ungodly. Like, why would you want that?
Like, when there's days where I lay down using my phone, I would drop it and it would just like slap me in the face and it would hurt.
And when a mini hits you in the face, it's no problem.
Hey, you're like, oh, you brush it off. It's fine. But
when an iPhone 5 hits you in the face, like it's like it was never even there. But then you get hit with a Pro Max and it looks like you've gone a few rounds with Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Like you don't want to get slapped in the face with that.
No. Well, that is the battle I will fight now moving forward.
Congrats. You actually did it. We didn't think you would. I remember Jack was here the other week expecting out for you.
Yeah, I expected out. I got the offer for you ready to go. I was like, what's it going to take to get you into this phone? You don't remember this conversation?
No, I fully remember. Yeah. It's just that I think immediately I went back to when I tried to buy my first car. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, there's no fight or flight kicked in. Like, there's no way I was going to stick around for that.
Yeah, you just got to walk.
Yeah. I found
if you're willing to walk away, you get a better deal.
So where'd you find it, by the way?
Did you go to Apple proper?
I did not.
Did you go to a related, like a carrier store?
Here's the thing. They're down bad too. If you go to your carriers, they're like way in the weeds when it comes to 14 Pros.
So which corner did you meet Tyrone at?
I called Tyrone. actually, I called Tyrone at the Best Buy.
Oh,
your regular
Best Buy?
Your big box store.
That means no one goes to Best Buy anymore.
Yeah. it's the weirdest thing. That used to be the only place you went to go get like technology. Yeah. Yeah. And now nobody even thinks of them, even when like you have the most in demand technological product.
Which location?
Here's the thing. They have them like down south, they have them in the Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Tysons.
No one goes.
Yeah. Nobody thought of this. That's nobody so thought of this. And you get all the same the carrier discounts that go with it.
The discounts are follow it.
Yeah. It all worked out.
Did they try to like upsell you on like what's their thing? Is that Genius? No.
Oh, they got some new shit.
Geek Squad.
Geek Squad.
They've gone a step further. I think there's something called Total Tech.
What the hell?
You wonder how much this fucking thing is?
$300.
Close, $200.
Damn it.
It's an annual membership of $200.
What?
Hold up, annually?
Yes.
Anything that happens, they'll give you a new phone.
Right. Total I think they actually, tech. What their major selling point is that you paid the $200, but you get the Apple Care.
Yearly membership, $200.
That's a lot.
Right. But if you get the $200 membership, they'll give you up to 24 months of Apple Care.
Why would I buy this as a gift?
You got somebody with
hands. You open your on Christmas shit. Day. You come down. You grab your gift under a tree. You open it up.
Oh my
and
god!
It's Total Tech
dedicated phone. Okay, it's just another revenue stream for them.
That's horrible. $200 a year.
Oh, you get free 2-day shipping.
Oh, okay. The Amazon primed it.
Prime.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll ask the Apple guy. Like, if you pay for the membership and you get like. For that duration, you get free Apple Care. Does that make is that enough?
No, not for $200.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, dude.
That's what I said. That's why I didn't get it.
The only way that it makes sense is you actually cash in on it that first year. So in that first year, you fuck up your phone, you break it, you lose it, you do something, and they give you a new phone.
Who are you talking to?
If you do any of that in the first year, yeah, $200 for that insurance.
It also includes AppleCare.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they'll do it for like 2 years.
Yeah. So what?
But you're paying
doing?
For 2 years.
If it includes AppleCare, what do they do?
You get there's other benefits. So what? Like at least
AppleCare does everything else.
Now I remember this. There's access to exclusive like Total Tech prices. Like so they'll have. I remember that when GPUs were down bad, like you couldn't get a graphics card.
Down
like
bad.
They were just releasing them through Total Tech. You couldn't even like put them in the cart without this membership.
But why? Oh, we're talking separate from the phone. Like you get other Total Tech.
It's like
buying
things.
It's like buying Amazon
Free
Prime
Geek Squad 24/7 365.
It's like you get the service that you want, and you can also stream How I Met Your Mother for free. Like it's
VIP access to dedicated phone and chat.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh my god.
And then they extended the 60-day return window cuz you know that they charge you a fee if you don't bring it back in time,
the restock.
Yeah, the restock fee.
Cuz they know you ain't bringing it back.
Yeah.
They can up the dates as much as they want. They know you ain't bringing it back.
They have like calendar events, something like that.
I saw something about access. Like PS5s are still in high demand.
Yeah, so that you can get it through. Like
you can line jump.
Oh, you can go straight to the front.
So now instead of just paying the $5.99, you're gonna pay $4.99. You're gonna pay an extra $200 just for the chance.
To buy this
PS5.
Hey,
it sounds amazing.
You throw in jumping the line on a sneakers app. I'm in. I'll take.
Don't
that.
Even say that word around him right now. Don't even. I saw the Discord chatter.
Is that
like fucking bloodbath right now?
Not for $200 a year.
Damn,
I'm sorry.
Suddenly $125 for AppleCare doesn't sound that bad.
I know it's like for like 2 years.
I think I have like 40 days to go ahead and
yeah.
Pull
you can still opt in. Yeah. You can still opt in.
I was like, fuck, I should have.
Yes, you can.
Might gotta. You know what's really ironic? I bought the phone for the purpose of using it for my work, and then like the first project they assigned me on, they told me today, oh, you're probably not going to need your phone. I'm like, what the. Fuck.
You going to a skiff? You can't even bring your phone with you?
Who the fuck knows, man? Who the fuck knows? Perhaps they've been listening to the show. Maybe they're watching right now. And they said, let's fuck with this guy a little bit. But it is what it is. But I will say I've gotten some mileage out of it already. I had another job I went off to, and I took this thing through the ringer, and I had coworkers just looking at the photos I took, and they were like, holy shit.
So clear.
Like, get it from this angle. I'm look like like Derek Zoolander.
Like from under.
Like so many different angles, like optimal angles. But the results have been pretty good so far. I haven't gone pro raw on that ass just yet. But
what? Yeah, what job is this?
I don't know.
Did he get a job with OnlyFans?
I know. He's like, they're like from the bottom, like right here.
In that sense, the phone pays for itself. Oh, if you know what I mean. I will give my reviews later on. But so far, so good. I'm still getting used to. This is the biggest fucking thing I've
I know
ever biggest phone I've ever had in my hands ever. So
you've been on minis for how many years now?
I mean,
I don't know. It's like a decade.
Yeah.
Well, there was a dry spell. There were a very few mini phones on the market. So I actually went to a 10 or the X. I'm sorry, the X. And that didn't feel altogether awful, but having the mini, like saying goodbye to that phone was pretty sad for me personally. But I did fuck around and grab my old iPhone SE, and that thing, it was like holding a pager. It was so adorable and cute, but it's like my Golf parked next to a Cadillac, like from back in the day. Like there's no comparison. But I will hopefully things turn out well, but one thing that did carry over from the last phone to this phone is my Moft case. It still works perfectly fine. I probably need to upgrade that too. But Moft is a brand dedicated to creative inventions that boost your productivity, and they will be put to the ringer in the coming weeks and days. Their formula is simple: smart products equal increased efficiency. As featured on Unbox Therapy and TechCrunch, Moft is best known for the world's first invisible and best-selling, mind you, phone and tablet stands, including the world's first snap-on phone stand for the iPhone. Worked great on the 12. 13, and now the 14. Whether you are a traveler, entrepreneur, or remote worker, their products provide the highest level of comfort, turning your hectic schedule productive and efficient. Browse their entire lineup of laptop, phone, and tablet accessories today by clicking on the Moth banner at batslant.com/support. That is Mobile Office for Travelers, M-O-F-T.
Thank you, Moth.
We got to get a sounder for them, too.
But yeah, I opted to not do a case. I bought a case. It was a pretty cool case too. And then I decided I'm gonna go naked. The
for
reason,
good
for good. The reason being is I
Apple Care.
Apple Care.
So
yes,
nice. He
yes.
bought it twice.
I did pay for Apple Care. But two. When you know, every year when they come out these new phones, they always sound like it's dust proof, it's water resistant, it's made from the Gorilla Glass, it's so strong,
it's flame broiled and moist,
it's so great. God. So it's like, you know, and you go through all of this to be sold on your phone, and then you pick colors, you know, and then. You know, and then
the color thing's a weird bit. Like, you go out of your way to get that that new color, like, and you cover it with fucking silicone for 12 years.
Which then the only thing you see is just a screen, which every screen looks the same no matter what color you get. So,
Black Mirror.
I decided I'm going to go naked for as long as I can until, like, something shatters. Then I'm going to be like, okay, I'm getting a case.
The way God intended.
But the only thing I did put on there was a screen protector. Even though they technically, I shouldn't have to, because they claim that it's, like, the strongest glass in the world.
It's fucking Pyrex, whatever.
Yeah. But that's the only thing I slapped on here. But,
do you know what I was looking for this week?
Hmm.
It's been a few... I won't say a decade, but I'd say it's almost close to that. Do you remember the whole bumper case phenomenon?
Yeah.
I think they were
looking for a bumper.
They initially, but they sold that thing as like having to fix the antenna issues, and they were giving them shits out for free.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a bumper because I think it, you know, aside from it showing off the full features and colors of the phone, it also protects the, like, it could actually, because it's in it's elevated or it's inset,
right,
it would actually protect the screen as well and the backing to a degree, not the way that you would with a full-on case, but you get a degree of protection with having something more than nothing.
The we're not sponsored by this company, but Peel, they make their new line of cases. They do bumper cases.
I heard about a company called Key. Do they work together in, like, any collaborations?
but yeah, check them out. What I like about Peel is they're known for the slimmest, thinnest cases you can put on a phone. It's so thin to a point that it does nothing. Might as well just keep your phone naked.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's like a sheepskin.
But this year, this is the first time they introduced the bumper case. So everything else is, like, paper thin except the bumper. So... this may be along the lines of what you're looking for.
Yep. Walk that line.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl. All right. Well, that's a look into AJ's Tech Corner. I don't think it holds a candle to Ice's Tech Corner, but I'm excited. And
welcome to the family.
Thank you. I will not be upgrading in 6 months the way that you will, but it's fine. Now that we got big new phones, we're all working with the same equipment. I think we all have phones big enough to watch our favorite TV shows on. And I know you guys are really pressed for time with your busy lives and families and people who love you. When you found the time to watch She-Hulk, which I think both of you told me you did you watch it on your phones or did you watch it on the screen proper?
I watched some of the episodes on a screen proper. And then the other times it was just...
on the toilet.
Not on the toilet.
It is 30 minutes. It's pretty quick. Yeah. Or 20. By. 20 yeah. minutes,
flies
maybe.
By. Just, it's...
or depending
just,
if they
like
have
on
an
my
actor
desk
credit.
Just playing. Cool. Something as well.
In his basement office.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see the finale of She-Hulk on your phone?
Yes. I think. Yeah. If I remember correctly.
Good thing you have... do you have a Pro? Is that a 13?
Yes.
Pro? Okay. Just want to make sure. Again, I want to make sure we're
I future-proofed it.
That's what I said when I got the Mini.
What was a Mini? We already knew. The moment you bought it, we knew.
I was going to die with that phone.
No.
Bury me.
I traded the fucking thing in, but I had a fleeting moment. It's like, do I want to just bite the bullet and to pay for both these fucking things.
Pay full freight
all the way. Did you watch? Obviously, Ice watched the show. He was the last of the party, right?
He was.
Yeah, but you watched it good and proper.
I did.
All right, so we'll say if you have not, I don't know why. If you're interested in She-Hulk in any way, shape, or form, you haven't watched it yet, but this is your chance to get out of Dodge. But I think we will. We're gonna go hard and heavy right here, right now. So pause. And we're off. So it is a nine episode run of She-Hulk, and I think when we first kind of touched base on the show, we had pretty good initial thoughts as far as the direction of the show and what it was actually.
Then we stopped talking about it.
We just stopped. Cold turkey. I we had other pressing matters. There was like Korean beers and I don't know, phones and things, and you know, it just kind of went off in our own direction. But you know, that also gave us a chance to all process the show on our own time, and you know, if there was somebody who's lagging behind, you let them catch up and all that. Again, only 9 episodes, not a terribly spectacular run, but you know, I think on a par.
It's a weird number, 9.
It is weird. I don't think they had any issues as far as like, you know, with other shows. They had COVID affecting how they got to break out the number of episodes. This one just they set it at 9. They
they ran out of budget.
A little bit. They went hard and heavy. Graphics budget through the roof. But how do we feel just coming off the, just in general with the length and width of the show, Jack? Whoever wants to go first.
Length and girth.
Yeah.
Length
and girth. What are you thinking,
ahead, Jack?
I started later. I remember you guys started earlier, and then I was like 3 episodes behind. I caught up pretty quick. Because they were only 30 minutes.
They're only 30 minutes.
The easiest watch.
Yeah, it was an easy watch. I enjoyed it. It's a different take. It's a different character, right? Because the character broke the fourth wall in a big way. And it was just like there wasn't, you know, it was just her trying to find her way and becoming both She-Hulk and still trying to be herself.
Jennifer Walters.
So it was tough, you know. There was that struggle throughout the entirety of the show, and I enjoyed it. And they had a lot of cameos, and she talked to it. I mean, that when she broke the fourth wall, it was poking fun at like the typical MCU tropes that they throw in there. You know, like you have the big baddie, or you have a cameo to try to keep the show moving and get people interested and keep them interested. And then, yeah, definitely the finale was just like this curveball. It was good. I you know, like, yeah, we can talk about the finale. But yeah, for the entire show, I enjoyed it. I think the cameos hit. You know, there were, you know, Wong was in it. You had Abomination, obviously Daredevil. I mean, we're ketchup and mustard right now.
You know? You guys should be working in tandem. You should be a tag team, like, and gunning for the Usos for the tag team titles.
The graphics weren't as shitty as you know, when they first released the trailer.
They got progressively better.
Yeah, it was because it was the CGI her all on screen a lot. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it was a breath of fresh air for the MCU. And then they're sort of introducing mutants, but not really. They're still trying to dance around that. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what that's about.
I thought somebody farted. Ice, what say you? What did you were the last of the party as far as like that last finale episode. Like, did that leave you with a good taste in your mouth as far as what they did with the entirety of the show?
I think so. I think overall, I was really happy with this series. It's actually one of my favorites since, you know, going into this whole episodic approach with the Marvel Universe. So, you know, I still hold WandaVision close to my heart, and it's still I still say it's probably the best in my opinion.
It's a tour,
but I really love this series. It was a lot of fun, and it kind of like gets into it like takes that Deadpool approach of like breaking that fourth wall, but I think it even pushes it a little bit further. And
The finale definitely did.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just it's fun. It's just a really fun shut off your brain type shows, and that's my kind of show. You know, like that's what I
we
look for.
Know.
But at the same time, they find ways to progress the story and actually have an underlying story. But the tone of it was just it was really different. It was after the last few series. Not saying anything was wrong with any of the last. Well, I wasn't a big fan of Ms. Marvel, but
did just, you even finish
nobody
that?
Was.
You didn't no, finish it.
I couldn't. But
you're better off.
After just like the past few shows, this was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was sad that it ended. Like I wanted more, and I wish it was longer. And
you wish it had like an 18 episode arc, like Andor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's less than 30 minutes an episode. You know, it's like you want more. It flies by. And it was like, oh, that's it. Like
a lot of post credit, you know, scenes.
Well, they blew their load on the post credits like pretty like the first quickly. Three.
There was like post credits,
and I loved like the nods, not the nods to all the different characters and different storylines, and how this begins to like. I don't know like what part She-Hulk actually plays in all these storylines, but it's just a bunch of like, hey, look at this. Hey, how about this? Hey, it's like, how does this play into the big Marvel plan? You know, that's what got me wondering after watching the finale. Just like. Like this it was a great series, but like now what? Like what is this set up for? You know, they hint at a lot of things, you know. But
well, I think the biggest thing that they hint at that almost in the first or second episode was the World War Hulk scenario, yeah. And they sent Bruce off the Hulk, Smart Hulk proper, off to Sakaar, and you know, God knows what the fuck's gonna happen there. Of course, the internet's very upset with what came to fruition in the last episode. But
are they upset?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. You guys, if you're being legit right now, like you are in a way better position.
I haven't dug into that the Twitter feed
Marvel
yet.
Twitter. God, the funny thing is, you know, like the dude bro that they were poking fun at over the course of the show, the guy who's the primary antagonist, what was the name of the group?
Intelligentsia.
Yeah. So those guys who were like just saying, why does the Hulk have to be a female? Why can't you just make your own? Like, it's very much in lockstep with what Marvel Twitter was saying. Pretty much.
Do you think they're poking fun at it? They. Sounds like that.
The show itself, I think they were very self-aware, and I think that's what made the show much, much more than what it actually was. Because I think you can enjoy it just as a surface level. It's a funny sitcom based on the MCU, but you know, it's also turning the lens back on the MCU and on its fans, the people who take the show or the movies and film shows too seriously.
I think that's every type of show.
Everyone's awful.
When it comes to fandom, like people are very, they're pretty bad.
Just air it all out. Wrestling Twitter's awful. NBA Twitter sucks. Like, God, like everyone.
Fishing Twitter is terrible.
I can imagine. I can't imagine.
Fishing Twitter.
Esco knows that World War Hulk is in route. And that I think that's the big bugaboo out of all of this. Like, the Hulk was supposed to be like this. He has so many grandiose stories that could have been explored or might have been explored if they weren't locked in with this really awful deal with Universal Pictures and they didn't have the chance to make a good and proper Hulk movie. So, you know, they had to find other ways to kind of take that route, walk that Hulk storyline. And they tried a little bit with Ragnarok, but, you know, the She-Hulk show really kind of went right at it. And I think maybe they're at a point where they can do the World War Hulk story, and, you know, we're getting more and more hints at that. But, you know, if you told me that the She-Hulk show would be kind of our foray into what that could potentially be, I'd spit in your face and tell you to go eat a ghost pepper whopper. Like, they'll tell your story walking. But they were really bold and ambitious in what they could do with this weird little 9-story arc with this fourth wall breaking character. She gets to have sex with Matt Murdock, and we're all jealous of that.
So great
when she says smash Matt Murdock, I'm like, fuck yes, this is what made the entirety of the show worth it. They also bring Murdock back into the fold, and he's still the pervy douchebag lawyer that he's always been. It's like they hit all
That's
the notes.
Pervy.
Do you not remember the Daredevil show?
I mean, yeah, but
he just has sex all the time. When he's not fighting with Foggy, he's having sex with somebody.
He's Daredevil.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That he was
he's
Daredevil.
Pervy. I mean, he's
a good looking guy.
He's horny.
Well, pervy is different. There's a different connotation when you say
I take that back.
Like he's like oogling women and shit. That's how I
he just gets it. Women.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just slaves.
Great looking guy. Yeah.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
I forget the other girl, the redhead from True Blood. Very cute. But yeah.
They did not reach out.
They've not announced.
Oh, she's not part of it?
That's what they said. What she says.
I think, unfortunately, Foggy is back for season 19 of Daredevil.
He was such a key role, that's why.
I guess, bro. I guess.
Oh, she kind of was, too.
What did we think about Kevin? The Kevin robot?
What is it called? What's the acronym?
Oh.
Knowledge, something? No.
Yeah. No. I couldn't even tell you, but...
I died laughing. I was literally on the floor. I think I was doing laundry or something. I just sat down, and all of a sudden I was like this is fucking incredible. Like they finally realized what like the level of crazy that the fandom has reached, and you know how deified Kevin Feige can be in certain circles. And now they said, "Fuck it, we're just gonna turn this whole thing on its head." It was spectacular, and the way that they kind of twisted the ending a bit instead of just, you know, going for the traditional Marvel ending and letting the show tell its own story and, you know, tell an ending that is more in keeping with the character, I thought was brilliant. And it also I have to go back to the movie MCU Twitter. Like the show kind of proves a lot of the insane criticisms, or it takes those criticisms and it puts it back in fans' faces. And I think for the most part, the people who are making those criticisms about the show, they're not actually watching it. Because if they saw it, they'd be like, wow, I sound like an asshole right now. it's funny to kind of see how that kind of converge. And the show worked a lot for me to the point where I probably have it like maybe in lockstep, maybe right around one or two with WandaVision.
Mm.
It's better than Loki.
Wow, better than Loki?
I like it more than Loki.
Wow, that's wow. Serious.
Yeah.
We like Loki.
We did.
Yeah. I'm not saying Loki's a bad show. It's just it's different. And it, you know, you could say Loki did a lot of good for the MCU as a whole, but it also opened up the fucking multiverse, which has been kind of a clusterfuck in a lot of different respects.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, maybe if things had gone in different directions with some of the movies and shows, you know, that would be looked on much better. But you know, Esco, you're free to believe what you want. If you like Loki more, you're more than welcome. I just thought this was infinitely watchable, and you know, if we could have gotten more out of it, I would have really appreciated it. But what we got, I really dug.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, just a little nods to everything in the show. I think was great. I think it brought back Daredevil, which like the whole when we first saw his mask with the designer, like, whoa, crap.
Oh, that's what MCU Twitter was really pissed off about. It was like, oh, it took three episodes for us to get the payoff for the fucking cowl. Fuck yeah. You.
Is that what people were doing? Oh, my God.
You guys really just punched out of Twitter altogether.
I don't really.
God bless you. Good job.
And then
he's on Marvel Twitter, wrestling Twitter.
I'm in a bad spot. I'm down bad. Okay. This new phone, man, it makes it so much easier.
They went towards, like, the yellow outfit. Like they didn't go with the red outfit. I was like whoa, interesting.
Some people didn't understand it. Doyle,
what do you mean?
he was like, you know, I like Daredevil, I like She-Hulk, but what's up with this ketchup and mustard costume? And then John had to school him like hardcore. I was like, wow,
just surrounded by condiments. Yeah, it wasn't terribly in depth. It was just one. I think they wanted to change his look, and two. The story they went with was that the previous character, the red suit, was sullied when somebody impersonated Daredevil, and it was Bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he rocked the suit. He killed a bunch of people, and you know, people were afraid of the red menace that was Daredevil. So he had to switch it up on him. He switched it on him.
So funny.
Yeah.
But like seeing that, and then like just the whole just Wong being a presence, the Abomination, just how likable he was on this show. It was just like
Tim Roth. He's awesome.
Look, all the character actors.
Pretty awesome.
Tim Awesome was Tim Awesome.
Tim Awesome.
Tim Awesome.
Tim Awesome. Awesome Roth. the Madison chick. She was hilarious. She was fucking Wong.
Because you know, you're like, all right, they struck up a friendship. It was pretty funny.
And the fact she ruined The Sopranos for him like four times. Like, granted, those if you've seen The Sopranos,
yeah, some of it.
Okay. Well, but the one the plot points that she fucking ruined were fucking gargantuan. So I felt his pain in the moment. But yeah, the Esco points it out, the callback to the original Incredible Hulk series.
From the 70s. From the finale. Now,
with that was Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that stuff.
In the rain, always in the rain.
They had a dude play one of the She-Hulk.
Yeah.
But funny. But bravo to them.
Love it. Love
a show produced by an Asian American producer.
Really?
Jessica
Gao had some knockdown dragouts with Kevin Feige, but she had she built one of my favorite, if not my favorite, MCU show. So credit to her for fighting the good fight.
Oh, it was great.
Good stuff.
Even the nod to, I love how she brought up the X-Men on the finale.
When are we going to get X-Men?
Like, nice. Yeah. Yes.
A lot of people would have thought that was like an improv line, but I think they wrote that in.
Oh, so. They wrote that in. Yeah. Well, that was great.
But funny.
Everything's great. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Love it. We were gonna I guess we're already at our time, but we were going to bring up House of the Dragon just to kind of close things out. We don't have to go too terribly in depth. We can probably do a House of the Dragon postmortem the finale, because it's coming like a freight train.
Yeah.
But I think you and I talked about it. I want to make a Negroni Sbagliato at home to go with the finale.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. You know what?
Shit. I can't do it. I'm gonna be out of town.
Let's save House of the Dragon for the next proper episode
when you come back.
Because I do think by that point we'll have our finale. We can do a recap.
We can let it breathe.
And you know, by then Jack will have time to rewatch the whole first season.
All 10 episodes.
<It's> 10 episodes? How long are the episodes? An hour?
You play your cards right. They might be. We'll get to the House of the Dragon at a more appropriate time.
Maybe
we'll
make these drinks while we do the recap. If we can find whatever ingredients it is.
Esco's upset. We can maybe we'll dabble a little bit the next time in our next episode. Maybe not go all the way in on the House of the Dragon, but we'll just kind of dip our toe in the water. We'll circle back, as they say. But a lot of fun, guys. We're keeping it a tight, not quite 60, just over 60 minutes. So if you're fans of the old format of the show where we only did an hour, like, you are in luck. you've gotten accustomed to 2.5 hour fucking nonstop screamathons, well, this is not the week for you. But just know this is out of necessity, not something we didn't really plan for. But we got to do it live.
Yeah,
got to do it live. But this is fun.
All right.
I don't know if I feel like the sandwiches were good thing to hang our hat on for this episode, but it's all good.
Twitch folks, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Hang tight. We might be back sooner than you think, but good show, at least from our perspective. But we'll appreciate you guys checking out this week's episode. Until next time, catch up. Take us home.
Up here? I'm already gone.